He's, you know, one of the early influences on me. Matter of fact, if you go in my office, half of those books are from him. He just gave me his library. And he did our wedding, and that was something he had always done in that area for years and years and years. I bet if you go out to California now, any congregation, they sing this song, they'll say happy because of him. Happy days. And so I think it's just something neat to get us to think, because many times we're focused on the weary days. And they are weary. Right? We can become wearied with everything that we go through in life, everything that's going on in the world around us. So that kind of went along with, it wasn't planned. You know, it wasn't planned here. But I had a list here I wanted us to think about concerning worrying, right? Being weary. And it's mainly through the book of Luke. And the first thing on my list here is worry will lead you away from the Word of God. John 8 and verse 14. I'm sorry, Luke 8 and verse 14. One of the greatest antidotes to rid worry and anxiety is in this life is to close the world and open up God's Word. Right? So in this passage here, Jesus teaches the lesson of the various soils in his effort to warn the disciples. He explains that there's three things that can ultimately steal God's message from your heart, and worry is one of them. Right? Worry is one of them. Then if you go to Luke chapter 10 and verse 41, Martha, Mary, you know, the Lord's there. However, while Mary sat at his feet, Martha was concerned with the preparation and service. Jesus said, you're anxious or worried, or you're troubled about many things. Right? So sometimes the best service we can give to our Savior is attention to his presence. And then in Luke 12 and verse 11, worry will rob you of your confidence in God. You know, we live in a different time than back then, of course. But Jesus encouraged his disciples to not worry about what they would say in the midst of the synagogue. Right? So worrying is going to rob you of your confidence in God. The number four, I got seven, by the way. Worrying will redirect your focus. Luke 12 and verse 22, Jesus preached God's providence quite a bit. God had provided for his people for the length of history, and he won't stop now. Yet even with the acknowledgement of that, we need this sobering reminder right here. Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you put on. Rather, our focus needs to be here, looking at this text, is praying to God in his will just to provide us with daily bread. And then number five, worry will provide a futile effort to extend life. Luke 12 and verse 25. You know, it's the idea of where do you put your treasure? And then number six, worry will consume your thoughts. Luke 12 and verse 26. He states, if you're not able to do as small a thing as that, concerning what he's talking about back there earlier in chapter 12, why are you anxious about the rest? You see, worrying's kind of, the way I picture it in my mind, kind of a spider web of process that eventually leads to being completely consumed. And then number seven, worry will leave you abandoning in the consideration of Christ's return, Luke 21 and verse 34. In his dialogue concerning the judgment day, Jesus mentions the individuals that will be woefully unprepared for his return. Included in that category are those who are burdened down with the worries of this life. You know, allowing the temporal to get in way of the eternal, the spiritual. And so that was just a list I made. I wasn't sure what I was going to do with that list until I was reminded of this in verse 3 of this song. Next time we sing that song, I'd like us all to replace that a few more weary days with a few more happy days, right? Yes, let's not be naive about the things going on around us, but let's not get bogged down in the worry and let it steal away our faith, because it can absolutely do it. Let's remember, we are victorious in Christ. The victory's already won. If you've obeyed the gospel, you belong to Christ. He already won. All right, so get busy about the Father's business and let the things about tomorrow worry about themselves. And this evening here, you should be worried if you've never obeyed the gospel. And to take away that worry, you need to put on Christ in baptism. That's the invitation. If you need to do that this evening, or if you've done that and you've fallen away back into a lifestyle of sin, you need to be worried. But you can remove that worry by coming back home. Let us pray for you. Let us pray with you. If you have a spiritual need this evening, please don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.
Hear this.